Hi, this is Rashawn, your early childhood coach with a childcare experience. Thank you for joining my podcast. You can find us on the following social media platforms: Facebook under ECE Coach with a Childcare Experience. You can also find me at the Early Learning Childcare with Owners and Directors Real Talk Facebook group, as well as you can email me at childcaremedia@yahoo.com, or you can simply call me up. My number is 210-749-2865.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is Rashawn, your early childhood coach with a childcare experience, coming to you on my drive to work. That's right. I am talking to you on my way to work. But I want to officially give us our first episode, give you the first episode. It's been a little crazy. So right now, there's a lot going on in early childhood, right? Child care centers are closing. Child care centers are making changes. There's just a lot happening right now because, in my opinion, professional and personal, the world has forgotten who we are. Child care is the backbone of this country. Without child care, parents would not be able to work. Granted, I get there's nannies and babysitters and all of that. But the majority that don't use those services use child care services. And right now, we are feeling the heat of tuition being too high. We are feeling the heat that there's not enough parents who think we're worthy of their child. We are feeling the heat of staff upping and leaving and walking away. We are feeling the heat of negative words and oppression about our profession. We're feeling the heat that some companies feel at one time. We're feeling it all at one time. I am an owner, so I can talk. I can tell you the heat and what it's like and what we're feeling. However, I would not work anywhere else. I would not want to work anywhere else. I don't want to work anywhere else. And so today's episode is just a reminder that the child care community is the heart of our country. Granted, there's other professions that feel they're the heart, but what about with your children? Who's going to watch your children? You've got to place them somewhere that's going to watch them, make sure they're okay, secure their well-being while you're at work. That would be the child care community. Some people have had bad experiences with child care centers, and I get that. I sympathize with you. Those centers were wrong, or those centers didn't handle it right, or, you know, but not all child care centers are bad and evil. Not all child care centers are out to ruin your child or make your child, you know, feel less than a person. There are those of us who love children because of their minds and their spirit and their attitude to match. Child care is the heartbeat. We keep it going. If you've ever watched Drumline, there's a part in the movie when they're at practice and they have the drum line in the circle and they're practicing their beat, one beat. And Sean, section leader, says that the drum is the heartbeat of the band. Child care is the heartbeat of this country. Yet we are berated. We don't get the right amount of pay that's deserved. I mean, the list goes on and on. I've been in this profession almost 30 years. I've seen it grow. I've seen it change. And we're not treated the way we should, but yet we're needed. We're important. Child care didn't become important until a panorama hit. Child care did not become important until a major catastrophe happened that affected the whole world. And all of a sudden, you know, child care is in the news. Child care didn't just get here. Child care has been around forever. Forever. That's why we have theorists and godfathers and godmothers of the past that teach us how to educate these children. Marie Montessori is one. Frederick Froebel is one. Jean Piaget is one. James Gardner is one. All of these are early childhood theorists from the 1800s who gave us the foundation of early childhood for now. They prepared us back then for what's happening now, but we're not important. We're not deemed worthy. We're not deemed sufficient enough, but yet the parents need us. So today's quick podcast is about the importance of childcare. Without it, parents would not be able to work. And some parents don't work because they don't have a place to put their child. That sounds like childcare is needed. Some parents can't afford it, but yet they need it. So what do? Right? There are subsidy programs out there. The subsidy programs help the families. They don't help us in general. They help the families. When we look at the math, it don't help us very much. But we aim to help the child and help the family because that's what this profession is about. Where football players and basketball players get all this money, we can't. So we teach and taught the football player how to catch. Though we taught them how to do it, but we don't get it. This is Rashawn, your early childhood coach with the Child Care Experience, signing off.